This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Scruggs snaps CJ the ball. He's in the pocket. It's collapsing and he's going to take a sack back at the 15-yard line and they'll have to burn a timeout. 39 seconds to go.
That's one of eight. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sacks that the quarterback C.J. Stroud endured in this loss, 21-13 against the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium on Thursday Night Football. You're in the loop, Sports Radio 610 with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Adetula. And I said that wrong. Dr. John Lopez, Ph.D.
Yes.
As he is here to diagnose the quarterback of this team and see if there's a possibility that he has acute David Carr syndrome.
Doctor? Look, nobody's saying he's going to go down that rabbit hole that far as David Carr did, but let's look at this. And let's start with that number you just heard. You just heard the sack, one of eight. Some of your highest paid players are on the offensive line. Number 15 overall pick is on your offensive line. You gave up eight sacks, brother.
That's a lot of them.
You gave up
that
eight.
Is a career high
yeah.
for C.J. Stroud
yeah.
to have taken eight sacks. That's just an insane amount of
it's insane. And so that's what made me start, especially as we're watching this game.
Actually, I got to see if that's a season high. I didn't look for the regular rest of the season. Or rest of the league. I mean, clearly, if it's a career high for him, it's a season high for him.
But
right?
I saw David Carr syndrome. Just break a man. A lot of our listeners are old enough to have seen David Carr syndrome. Let's just look. Let's start with the symptoms, okay? And nobody here is saying, oh, he's going to be that.
By the way, eight is tied for the most. You want to know who the other quarterbacks were that had eight sacks in a particular
yes,
game?
I
actually,
do.
Let's play the guessing game. Okay. Who do y'all think is
Deshaun
the other
quarterback? Deshaun Watson.
Bingo. That is one of the other two. One more has had eight sacks in a game in this 2024
Bryce?
Season. Nope.
Figgy?
He is in the AFC.
Okay.
In fact, he's in the AFC South.
Oh, Will Levis?
That is right.
Yeah.
That is the company that C.J. Stroud now keeps with eight sacks. Deshaun Watson
I don't
want to
be in the
Will
same
Levis.
Sentence as those guys.
That is what you're doing to your quarterback.
Yeah. All right, so let's look at the symptoms. And I want you and Figgy to just kind of, I'm going to go through all the symptoms. And again, just to reiterate, I'm not saying he's going to be that, but he is showing some symptoms. Number one, beaten to an absolute pulp.
Correct.
Because of an overwhelmed offensive line. There's one. And I know everybody noticed this. That 1,000-yard stare on the sideline. Like, there were moments where they panned to C.J. Stroud, and he's just got that blank, frustrated, what is happening stare.
Where he's trying to get away. Like, he's,
yeah.
in his head, he's trying to go to his happy place of Aruba or something like that.
Yeah. Here's another symptom. Dwindling passing numbers. I mean, that's obvious.
That's the thing that has been the most... I think that feels like it's going to be the telltale. That feels like it is the canary in the coal mine. But I want to hear the rest of the symptoms.
Well, just to speak to that point, the dwindling passing numbers. Over the past three games, Stroud is 46 for 88. Ladies and gentlemen, that is 52% completion percentage. With just one touchdown, he's been sacked 14 times. He scrambled and rushed 14 more times, rushed the ball, which is more than the previous five games combined. So that's it, the dwindling passing numbers. Here's another one that really sort of just kind of galvanized it for me. Not just bailing from the pocket earlier than he would have otherwise, but retreating straight back and just crumbling. There were two sacks yesterday where he's going and took one of them, you know, affected a field goal big time. But he's just going back and back and back and then just sort of crumbles. Yeah. Like I got to get out of here. I got to protect myself.
You can tell it's a clear lack of trust in the guys
up front.
And I think I can't remember exactly which quote, and I feel bad about this in postgame. But at one point, CJ says, like, you know, I just got to trust my guy. And I'm like, no.
No.
You do not. And it's, you could tell that that's the right thing to say, quote unquote, right? Trademark, right thing to say.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if he actually believes that because coming into this game yesterday, one of the things that, you know, we had on the text line, one of the things, you know, okay, this would be cool to see is CJ use his legs more. As I was watching, I was like, oh, he's using his legs. And I thought to myself, actually, that's probably not the best thing necessarily, right, or not the best sign that he's bailing out of the pocket. In fact, one of the instances, he got sacked on the right side by whoever. I can't remember exactly who was being blocked by Tyus Howard because he was trying to bail from the pocket when the pocket was actually still good in that moment because he does not trust what's in
front
of him.
You're describing a symptom.
Which one is that?
The bailing from the pocket.
100%.
And earlier than he would have otherwise.
100%.
That is a symptom of David Carr syndrome. And that's where I'm going with this, guys. You cannot afford to lose Stroud.
Did you mention the idea that he's missing easy throws?
Yeah, that too. Just the dwindling passing numbers is what I said.
Yeah, he's missing, but it's not just
like missing dudes.
When dudes are in front of you, right? You could say, "Hey, maybe he misses cuz he cannot step into the throw and fully execute the mechanics." What about when he has no pressure?
Right.
Because we're seeing instances where, in like anecdotally, the Mechie, the crosser, the post route, where Mechie is wide open and just missed him, put it out there. You mentioned how some of the Tank Dell, you know, targets that did not turn into receptions were not necessarily Tank Dell's issue, was that the ball did not find him in the right place. One of those was on the right side for first down, right on the first down marker, where it's just too far ahead of him. Mm-hmm. He gets his hands on it, but that did not feel like it fell within the kind of wide receiver rule that we typically talk about, where if it hits your hands, you got to catch it. And I went to the stats. Of course I did, right? and I sorted for the situation where he had no pressure, because obviously he's been dealing with a lot of pressure.
No.
In this game, with no pressure, CJ completed 33% of his passes, with a passer rating of a 58.6.
That's with no pressure.
With no pressure. And here's the kicker, right? They have a stat called CPOE, completion percentage over expected. So what's the expectation and where do you match up with that?
Mm-hmm.
His expected his completion percentage was 25.6% below the expectation.
Yes.
On open, or on rather no pressure downs. I mean, that's unacceptable, but then that's also like indicative of a few things, I think, which is clearly him being affected by the pressure that's being in there. So like it's kind of in his head, or maybe he's rushing his
throws
and
those
head. Things.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is in his head, and we'll hear from D'Amico later referencing that as much as it is absolutely in his head. What's going on, Reggie, with C.J. Stroud has broken players, has broken quarterbacks before. I don't think C.J. Stroud, I think he's wired a little differently and he can get some help. But this time, what I am saying is, this time when you talk about everything is on the table, actually put everything on the table.
Okay.
You know, because you can say it all you want, and then you come back with the same starting offensive line, but whatever, rumors of Kendrick Green maybe starting or this or that. No, you cannot afford to lose C.J. Stroud. You cannot afford, and again, not necessarily lose him like forever like David Carr, but this season is clearly clearly getting to him, and it is clearly affecting his confidence, affecting his play. The top three pressure rates of C.J. Stroud's career, the last three games. The last three games are the top three passing pressure rates of his entire career.
Yeah, it's real degradation.
That is awful.
Yeah.
That is absolutely awful. It's that, you know, since we're talking about, you know, these medical terms and diagnosing things and all that, you've got to recognize the problem. And I know they recognize it, but, you know, D'Amico, 1-4 here. Let's hear one first, Figgy, because, like, he finally, this is about as agitated publicly as you will ever hear D'Amico.
I'm not sure what's happening up front. We'll watch the film and see what it is, but obviously we give up 8 sacks, and, you know, every drop back or pass situation, it looks like, you know, we're in scramble mode, so it's just not good enough. We can't operate on time, and we got to get that fixed.
And then he went on, you know, talking more specifically, pressed on the issue.
Just like anyone, guys, I feel like anytime you're getting pressure that much or you're getting hit, it's going to affect any quarterback, right? That's always the game plan defensively, is try to, you know, fluster the quarterback, and that's what they did today.
I'm saying it again. They got to go into that meeting today, or they have already, and just say, we can't lose, CJ. This time, let's put everything on the table. Because I just, the symptoms are there. I just went through them. And, you know, lesser quarterbacks than C.J. Stroud will break, but it's absolutely affecting him.
100%. I think nothing is as clear as when he does have the space. I mean, somebody texted in, C.J. is a really good quarterback when he has an opportunity to throw. Mm-hmm. And you had, in the course of that game, when he was open, still a very clear drop in his metrics. And it's not just a drop, abysmal metrics in the instances where he had opportunity without pressure. And that's a clear indication that all of this is affecting him. Also, the secondary part of this, I thought Seth spoke to this very well this morning, mm-hmm, on Payne and Pendergast, is the fact of the matter that it doesn't feel like he has enough answers to the test, right? In dealing with the pressure that is there as well, right? There's something to be said for putting somebody in a dangerous situation. It's another thing to be said to be not given the tools to deal with it, right? All right, you're dropped on a remote island. Yeah. That's one thing. You're dropped on a remote island without a machete and flint to start, you know, to light a fire and tinder and those things. That's a whole different issue. Mm-hmm. And it feels like the latter of those situations is what we're talking about with C.J. Stroud. And that's where, in addition to pointing to the offensive line and Nick Caserio, honestly, like, we give Nick Caserio a lot of credit, but now you're looking at an offensive line that you've invested a lot of
contracts and draft picks.
Both
high.
That are not showing up, and across the board not showing up.
Yeah.
But then also Bobby Slowick, hello, please come to the podium. And we need to talk about giving your quarterback, you know, hot routes, giving your quarterback quick passing situations, right? I think the only time that we saw a screen or anything of the sort was to Tank Dell on a third and forever, and he picked up maybe 5 yards short of what was necessary. And we came into this game acknowledging that the Jets are bad at tackling, and maybe getting the ball to your playmakers in space would help.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like there's not enough things that have been put in his hand to help him mitigate some of these things. So now, not only is he going up against a pass rush where they'll be there in a second and a half, but he also does not have a lot of leeway or places to be able to find some level of relief from.
No, and you're right. And I think Bobby Slowick and the offensive staff, absolutely, and the offensive line coach, absolutely, need to come up with those answers. But here's the other part, you know, like in sticking with this the diagnosis mode.
Ah, yes.
Like a lot of
apologies,
times,
doctor.
A lot of times you'll go to the doctor and you'll say, I just don't feel like myself. Here's the thing, that's what C.J. Stroud is telling us, because the Buffalo game, he still didn't have all those things. He was still running out of the pocket, but he was making those plays. You know, he was making those plays that you were just talking about. Now, it's like his head is getting a little scrambled, And that's where I'll say, you know, you just cannot afford to lose this guy. You can't lose CJ like this, man.
And I guess you fix it, right? How do you fix it is ultimately one of the big things. Diagnosing that you're not feeling well is one thing. What are the remedies? What are the things that you can do to fix it? And with the offensive line in particular, do you have a solution in-house, right? I think that there's a lot of things that you could talk about, but I don't know that any one individual switch on this offensive line is fixing it. Talk about, you know, keeping Kenyon Green out, Kendrick Green, even Jarrett Patterson returning. I know that there's all sorts of creative things that have come in on the text line and just kind of in the Texan sphere of thought on, oh, does Jarrett Patterson then go to center and then move Shaq Mason out and then have your guy, your center, Juice Scruggs, out to right guard. Like, all sorts of things, right?
It's all got to be on the table.
How do you
this time actually do it?
Right, and I hear you. The only question that I have, and this is not me trying to slow up the works, is genuinely question, how do you test all of these things to find out the one that works?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fair.
Are you going to find yourself over the next few weeks, admittedly, you have a couple of prime
how
time games.
How do you justify not trying? That's a
good counterpoint.
This. And Stroud was a little more political, maybe a little more, sort of tactful with his answer. But he's telling us, too, about the frustration.
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know what analogy I can use. But, yeah, it's not easy. You know, a strong suit I think I have is being able to move minutely in the pocket, you know, having those micro movements and then, you know, keep my eyes on the field, be able to make plays and, I know those guys up there are fighting and, you know, we got to do a better job of just, you know, getting those guys in better opportunities to, you know, to block those guys, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed ultimately. So, one thing I can do is just get the ball out faster too. When something's open, I got to be able to hit it. There's times where I'm sitting back there and I'm thinking too much and, you know, I got to be able to just get it out.
I mean, listen
to
this.
Number one, if one is there, number two, if two is there. And, get through my progression. So, you know, it's not just on them, it's on me as well.
There's a lot of things that need to be fixed, and I'm thinking too much.
He pointed to a whole bunch of different things, and I felt like a dude, good on him, right? I always appreciate about the CJ. Mm-hmm. He's always going to point inwards before he points anywhere else. But that sounds like a dude that's trying to take on a lot.
A lot of things need to be fixed, and I'm thinking too much. That's CJ saying, yeah, I'm not myself. It is affecting me. I do have the symptoms, at least, of David Carr syndrome. And he went on at another point in that availability there where he said, we need to stop pointing fingers at each other.
Yeah,
I'm
he
like,
did.
What?
Which, yeah, what? I do wonder what's happening in that locker room if that's the case, right? Or is he just talking about us on the outside pointing fingers? But if it's in the locker room.
That sound like it.
That might be a big indictment.
Yeah, I was going to say, who was pointing fingers in the locker room, man?
Yeah.
And you know what it might be an indictment of? The way that D'Amico Ryans is handling all of this. Mm-hmm. If you have guys in the locker room that are pointing at that in theory to me feels like they feel like there's the authority is not doing the indictment that's necessary. And I hate to imagine that about D'Amico Ryans, but if that is indeed what's happening, we're doing a lot of extrapolation.
Could have been players too.
But yeah, first person I thought about, I mean, or the position was the offensive line.
But because, I think that's me
because
too.
Because you seen Titus Howard, I don't want to sit here and say, oh, it ain't my fault, it's his fault.
Yeah.
But it seemed like he did kind of point fingers a little bit like, hey, it's not all on us.
Better team didn't win.
Yeah. Titus,
Come on, man.
Yeah. And Laramie Tunsil kind of did the same thing after the Vikings game.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed like it's not my fault. It's not all on me, or it seemed like everybody just pointing the finger.
Now, Reggie, look, man, like this is no longer a tweak here and a tweak there.
And that's the thing is like, how do you overhaul an offensive line in the middle of the season?
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, you could probably make it better, but I think
this isn't adjustments.
Yeah, I think at the end of the season, they're going to have a coming to Jesus moment. They're going to have to blow this up.
That's already on the Outlook calendar.
Yeah.
Right? Like, end of the season, offensive line. Like,
I don't give a damn about these contracts.
Yeah.
We got to look at everybody should be on the table.
But in the meantime, Figgy,
D'Amico Ryans,
which is the whole reason I wanted to bring this up, you cannot afford to lose CJ Stroud. You cannot afford to get. For it to get worse. So you got to do something. You got to do something now.
Yeah. Hey, just a quick reminder, trade deadline, five days, Tuesday.
That's right.
November 5th.
Yeah.
That's the only big thing happened on November 5th, I'm certain, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I have to double check and see.
It's a day that's going to, the trade deadline is a day that's going to change America.
All right. why are you like this? Also, why are we like this? On the Twitch, somebody said, Texans and that Dodger fan both need a help, need a hand figuring out where to go from now.
That's unsavory.
We're not good people. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's right. Thank you for the rim shot. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to give our lunchtime confessions, and we'll do that next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.